with $25,000, a young kid. He went and got, instead of coming to the center, instead of, you know, giving him some guidance to go and meet the masjid people, get involved. No, 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 no. Be like them. You know what he did with the $25,000? Crack cocaine, marijuana, alcohol, girlfriend, until his girlfriend kicked him out and called the police on him when his money ran out, and she charged him for violence. And now his father's thinking that I have sent my son with so much money, he's going to come back with a degree and he's going to meet. And he even told me, I have a girl in England waiting to be married. I would be horrified to give my daughter to somebody like that. And we are doing that because we think, okay, jump through those hoops and we'll give you our daughter. Your daughter is too precious to give to scum like this. Meaning the behavior itself. Perchance he will change, inshallah. We make dua that he changes. But at the same time, why do you want to give your daughter to somebody like this? Why? Why are we looking only at physical appearances? Why are we only looking at that he's handsome and that he has a sports car and that he's well-to-do and he's got a degree? Why? Because I hear across the place sisters coming up and saying, I have a problem. He beats me. He's divorced me. Then he wants me back. And some of them divorced them 3-4 times. I said, how are you going? They don't know. They're in a quagmire. They don't know what this is, between a rock and a hard place. And you raise your daughter with tender, loving care. And you try to find the best husband suiting for her. You don't want to give to some ruthless, uncouth, belligerent type of human being. And that's what they're doing. So remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. And that he gives you life and he gives you death. And there is no wali, there is no protector or sovereign friend other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, next time when you remember to break this rule, remember first and foremost that Allah owns everything and that he is watching you. There is a hadith, and it's in the middle of it, it's by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an. He said that the Messenger of Allah, Sadiq al-Mastuq, and then it continues on to say how the nutfa was created, and then it says that the angel will come down, فَيَنْفَقُ فِيهِ رُوحًا وَيُؤْمَرُ أَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ بِكَتْفِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ فَوَاللَّهِ إِلَى الْآخِرِ حَدِيثِ. But these four points, that the angel will come down and breathe in, بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ, that what? His risk, a risk is written. You see? The sustenance is written, بِرِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ, that the ajal is written, that your sustenance is written as well as your end is written. وَعَمَلِهِ, that how what your works will be, وَشَقِيٌ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ, whether you will be miserable or whether you will be happy. And being happy does not mean that you have millions of dollars. Happiness is, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, contentment of the heart. This is happiness. It's not happiness for a short time that you think you have all the gadgets. Happiness is feeling good in your heart, that you have done good in your Creator, that you can go. All these frivolous people, you take them out of their gadgets and you put them in a room and you scare them with death and say, listen, that's it, you have terminal disease, you're finished. They will bawl, sob, cry. They will not know where to go. They'll probably shoot themselves in their head because this is the life that they were leading. And this is, remember that when it comes to that. Remember your prayer. Pray before somebody else prays for you. Say your prayers when don't wait for somebody to tell you to wake up for Fajr. Because one day you might not wake up for Fajr. And the people that have been given 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years and onwards, thank Allah that you had so much time. Because Ali radiallahu anhu said, he said that I thank my Lord. Because other sahaba said otherwise. They were meaning a different point. Umar said, I wish I was grass. Or I wish I was lamb. That they would just cut me, finish me. There's no hisab. But Ali said, I thank Allah, radiallahu anhu, I thank Allah for giving me the opportunity to grow and to know Him and to worship Him and to love Him. This is the point, brothers and sisters. Remember, say your prayers. You're young now. Everyone whose heart is beating is young until you go, because you don't know when that time is. Ajalihi. When your ajal is. Wa shaqiyun aw sa'idun. Whether you will be happy or miserable, it's written, go in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be happy. Marry people that are good. Look at their mothers and fathers and see how they are. The fruit does not fall far, does not the fruit does not fall far from the tree. You have to see what is the environment. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, and I have to speak about that because I've met too many people having marriage problems. I got to keep dealing with the same thing, and it's the same thing over again. Pick your mate properly. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he did not give his daughter to the Khalifa because he said, I brought her in an environment of extreme piety and zuhud, staying away from all these frivolous things. To have her have maids and all these things, perchance her whole character will be ruined. He was fearing for his daughter, the Nar of the afterlife. Now we're only fearing for our people or our kids and our daughters and our sons, the Nar of this world, which is only mata'un qalil, a short enjoyment. So remember to pray. Remember yourself when you go to the taverns and to the pubs. Remember that you only have a short time. Every day that you lose is a day closer to your death. Every breath we're taking is a breath closer to the finishing of this life. And this is what we should be worried about. And remember that the preparation for two friends, one that's coming a year after you have two friends, and one is saying that Brother Dawood is coming next month and Brother Junaid is coming a year after. I will be preparing for Brother Dawood. Preparing the thing, what he likes, what he doesn't like, where he's going to stay, get my house ready and so on and so forth, and get everything ready for him. I will not have Junaid in mind. I will not prepare for him because he's a year away. And this is what we're doing. We should prepare for that thing that is coming to us. We don't know when it's going to come. And may Allah take us in a good state. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. That, oh, you who believe, fear Allah or be conscious of Allah as much as you can, and die not except in the state of Islam. So we want to be in that state when we go. So remember, prepare, because the hearts will not be ready for a friend who's coming a year after, but with a friend who's coming tomorrow or a week after, you will start anticipating that. So your heart will be concerned with doing good works. And look at our condition. People are suffering. The Palestinians are like dogs. What happened in Gujarat? They were waiting on buildings that were set on fire. If he falls from the fifth floor, he's going to die, or the mob is going to kill him, or the fire is going to come and gut the whole building through, and he's going to die there. What a miserable way to die. Waiting to die. 2 hours left. What would we do in those 2 hours? Make sujood, rak'ah, cry. What? Mend our ways. Give our zakat. Give sadaqah, do Islamic work. What would we do at that time if we were the Gujaratis at that time? So people are suffering, and we are not taking care of those people who are suffering. We have no concern for them. And then we call ourselves, we are one ummah. And look at how good we look, because we're still worried about our petty issues. We're still petty. We're extremely petty. We fight over the smallest things. He's from Bangladesh, he's from Karachi, he's from Afghanistan, he's not in my jama'ah, I don't want to listen to him, I don't want to listen to that. Brothers and sisters, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is one kalima. And that should unite us, even with our differences. And by far and large, the majority are united, but what happens is the minority is the one who create the biggest problems. Because they're too busy of calling. Oh, did you hear that? Don't go to this. Don't do this. Don't do that. This is the problem. So remember the condition of our people who are suffering. Remember when you don't read the book of Allah. خَيْرَكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ The best of you is the one who reads the Quran and teaches the other. How many times have you opened the Quran or even put a tape in to listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many muftis do we have in this town? Everyone is mufti sahib. Mufti, sheikh, imam. You know what it takes to become a mufti? Who can give fatwa? It takes a lot. So we have literate but lack understanding. And he also said that there be ignorant worshippers and sinful literates. Ignorant worshippers and sinful literates. Look at that. Ignorantly worshipping, because you have to know fiqh in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. At least some basic matn, at least some basic text, at least something about salah, how to make wudu, how to do that. And I have to tell every time this, because inshallah maybe I will get reward. And the brothers might think, why I keep repeating that. But in the adhan, when they say hayya ala salah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man qala hadha min qalbihi dakhal al jannah. The one who says la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah from his heart, from her heart, inshallah, they will enter Jannah. After wudu, when you come out, say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you say that, the 8 doors of Jannah will open, and pick the door that you want to go into. Remember these basic things, brothers and sisters. I'm really sorry I couldn't finish. I didn't really get into the topic, so forgive me for that. Like I said when I started, do I have a couple minutes or finish now? 2 more minutes? Okay. I could squeeze him, but I don't have the energy. How about half an hour, brothers and sisters? What do you think? Takbir! Oh, they don't want me. Takbir! Half an hour is good? Raise your hand. Look. But I'm not going to do that to you, brother. See, he even raised his hand. So who's guiding your strings, brother? Anyway, I will be here for question and answers. Inshallah, it's very, very important that somebody has some question, or we can even take question and answers. Very important to have this dialogue between the Muslims and be good people and remember that death is around the corner. And I end with this quote, inshallah, for you, that Al-Hasan, he said in his khutbah, he said, hurry. And he said, if the breath which you take were denied to you, would signal the end of your works, through which you draw nearer to God, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah's mercy be upon the man, meaning the human being, who looks to himself and sheds tears over the amount of his sins. And then he recited, إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا, that we are verily counting the days for them. And then he said, this refers to your breath, the last of which shall accompanied by the departure of your soul, the separation from your family, and the entry into your grave. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, each one of you, when he awakens in the morning, is a guest whose property is alone. The guest must move on while his property is to be returned. The guest must move on and the property has to go. So who's Malik al-Mulk? Who is the sovereign of this land? Because you'll come back if you die after 40 years and then somebody else will repossess your house. As Ali used to say, and then your wives will be taken by other men. And then you will just leave and you will finish and somebody else will possess their house. And at the end of the day of judgment, say, whose house was that? Whose property was that? Whose kingdom was that? It was the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember, He is the sovereign Lord. And if you turn to Him, this is the solution where we can come. And I have to state that again, because seeing a lot of problems within sisters complaining, and they have a right to complain, that they're being treated as second-class citizens. And I fully agree with them. My heart is with them. And by and large, they are the ones who change most. I find them change and they're receptive to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than the brothers. And I'm being very honest. And they're being treated as though They have no worth in the deen. The Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not treat that. These are cultural baggages that we need to throw out. We need to treat them well because they will go to the taverns. We need to treat them well because they will find a boyfriend. We need to treat them well by finding good husbands. That's why good brothers, like these brothers who are working for the deen of Allah. You want to find somebody like Dawood Wornsby. I think he's still single. And you want to find somebody like that. You see? So in order to get your daughter a good husband, because it doesn't matter how much money he has in the bank account, he will be happy. My father-in-law, I have to tell you something very personal. He never asked me, and I have to be very true. He never asked me how much money I had. And he never asked me, what are you willing to give to my daughter as a mahar? Wallahi, I have to be very honest. I never usually say personal things in places like this. But he never asked. He never asked. And now we're asking 10,000, 5,000. And you know, we have to wear that. Do they wear that still? Do you guys do it here too? The flowers and the Hindu custom. And the bride has to look very sad on that day. Even so, she might be a jovial person, but have to look sad because sadness shows that she has haya. So she has to look all puffy face. So my cousin was getting married. And I went up to her and said, what's wrong with you? What are you looking sad for? You're getting married to somebody you love, you want to get married to? But then they said, oh no, she can't smile on this day. I said, why? She should be smiling. She should be happy. And then she's not smiling here, and then she turns into din, 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 takes a sword every day, drives her husband crazy. We have everything backwards. Makes him miserable. I'm not cooking your food. Who do you think you are? I'm going to the shopping center. Give me the money here. Boom, boom. Oh yeah? And then some of them really take the husband and squeeze. Because there are sisters like that squeeze. And the husband becomes like a mouse. He's like Mr. Macho Arnold Schwarzenegger in the masjid. And then he comes to the house. And he becomes like, Assalamu alaikum. And he goes like this. And where were you? Why are you late? And he's going, main masjid mein tha, namaz pad raha main. And then he's like, he's rough with the brothers around, but he goes like a cat inside. So there should be mutual love and understanding between husband and wife. But pick for your daughters and your sons good spouses. And I think that's how we're going to build our community back again. And remember that this life is fleeting anyway. So whatever you do is going to end. It's going to end. Whatever you have right now will end. The car you have will end. The house you have will end. Everything will end. Your spouse will end. You will end. Everything will end except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make friends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love Him. Be His. Be the one that He is the one that you remember the most in your heart. Be constant in prayer. Be a person who's sincere from inside. And you will find that Allah never dies. And you will find only good, nothing but good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is my message I leave to you today, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and guide us. And forgive me for being a little sour in the beginning. It just depends on, I'm a little moody sometimes. Away from my beloved and my children. Jazakumullahu khairan.
May Allah reward you for supporting the work of da'wah. If you'd like more information or have any comments, please call 07960-205-618 or email info@qadimun.com. Qadimun, dedicated to 100% da'wah.